Well, it is truly a momentous day today, at least for this year. It is the first day, for advance, in the year so far, when I haven't worn a coat to work. It may well turn out to be the only day in the year when I don't wear a coat to work, because there's rain at the weekend and it's going to get cold again. But whilst it's still nice, whilst I can still smell cut grass in the air, whilst the sun is hanging just above the horizon and lighting up the world around, I thought Vance and I would go for a walk on our way home. And we're not going for our usual walking route, which is either towards Waterloo or Vauxhall stations, along the Thames. Instead, we're taking what is turning out to be something of a more blowy route through, well, hopefully, three of London's Royal Parks. We're starting off, we've literally just entered. 10 seconds ago, we entered St James's Park at the Horse Guards Road end. Oh, gorgeous smell of flowers. On you go, Vance. On you go, Vance. Vance is now in his element because there's wildfowl to drool over. So yes, we've entered at the Horse Guards Road end opposite the Treasury, and we're going to walk along the northern side of the lake up to Buckingham Palace. We'll cross over there and then straight on, Vance. We're opposite Duck Island, which is proving to be something of a magnet for people watching, presumably ducks. So we'll cross over up near Buckingham Palace and then walk through along part of the Green Park, shadowing Constitution Hill. We will cross over Hyde Park Corner, which is always fun. And then, so long as it hasn't got sufficiently dark by then, on you go, Vance, that we're in danger of being shut in the park, we will walk through Hyde Park, steady, Vance, and Kensington Gardens as well. Does that count as two parks or one? I think that's possibly two even. And what tube station we go to, I haven't a clue yet. We could go to High Street Kensington, or we could be really brave or mad, I'm not sure which, and head up towards the northern side. On you go, Vance, the northern side of Hyde Park and Kensington Gardens, and go to, I think it's, is it Lancaster Gate or something up there? I don't really know those stations very well. On the central line anyway. Which is completely the wrong line for getting home, but I don't really care because it's lovely. And the sun always makes me slightly mad. By the way, find left, please. Find left. So we've just gone round the one end of the lake and we're now going to follow it along. Lots of children about, shouting and screaming. Vance needs... and he's gone. I was about to say Vance needs the toilet. No, he's not going to go. All right, go on then. Okay, I'll go back to saying then Vance needs the toilet. Straight on Vance. But he's too excited to go to the toilet. We're going past In the Park, which is a very cleverly named venture run by the same people who, or at least started by the same person who started the restaurant in the Sainsbury's wing of the National Gallery, which, if you listened to recording from my mum and I from a few weeks ago, you'll gather that we weren't hugely impressed by either the menu available in the restaurant, which we didn't end up using, or the cake that I ordered from the more cafe-orientated bit of it. Find the way, Vance, but I'm sure In the Park is wonderful. Possibly. On you go, big doggy. Okay, we're on the... I never quite liked this bit. It's a bit too open to the lake. I have a nasty feeling that one of these days I'll end up swimming. Sorry. On you go, Vance. Whether I walked into the person or they walked into me. Of course, it's better to say sorry to them. Leave it, Vance. Leave it, Vance. Whatever it is. Straight on. Now, the only problem with this walk is the sun is going to be in my eyes pretty much the whole way, I think. Straight on, Vance. Steady. Vance, watch what you're doing. You're meant to be guiding me, not going hunting for ducks. Straight on, Vance. Come on, up, up. Good, he can go fast when he wants to. When there's a duck to have a look at, or a goose or something, he shoots along and now he's crawling. Come on, Vance, let's go. So this is going to be, unsurprisingly, a rather long recording, because I thought I would take you with me all the way so you can hear the changing sounds of the different parks that I'm walking through. We're not going to get very deep into the Green Park, not that there's that much depth to it anyway, because we need to stay on the alignment of Constitution Hill in order to be able to cross the road at the top. Find the way, big doggy. Good boy. Lots of people out strolling. It's the scent of perfumes and after... Vance, get on! Perfumes and aftershaves indicating that people possibly offer nice romantic dinners and evenings out and the like, and also a scattering of what sound more like tourists hovering about, chatting. And you can hear all the birds in the background too. Straight on, Vance. I don't know if we've passed the bridge yet. Straight on, Vance. Oh no, I think that might be it there. Okay, we're going straight on, Vance. Come on, Vance. Get your act together. On we go. Vance! Get on. Come on. You're as bad as all these people snapping photographs of birds and things. And things. I'll let you listen to the sounds without me chattering on. Come on, Vance, on you go, please. I'll try to let you listen. But a certain hound needs a bit of encouragement this evening, it seems. Come on you go. Good boy, Vance. This is much better. Good boy. I think we must be coming up towards the end of St. James's Park now. On you go. At the Buckingham Palace end of things. Vance, leave it, please. Leave it, please. Whatever it is. I think Vance needs to brush up on his duck distraction skills. You can hear the traffic getting much closer now. Traffic on the Mall, I presume. Steady! Or the Mall, I'm not sure which. Probably the Mall. I always had this sort of crisis of confidence at this point. Stand, Vance. Now, I think I ought to take a photograph of looking back or something, because I'm going to need a photograph to go with this boo. Wait there, Vance. Oh, it would go just as I move the camera, wouldn't it? Okay. All of a sudden, it seems everybody's running. I hope that's not a bad sign. Okay, time check, it's now 7:34, and we've still got plenty of sunshine, so I think we're doing all right. Let's find right here, Vance, as people seem to be heading up this way, which would seem to suggest it's the way out. Find the way, Vance. It's either that or it's the way to the pub. Find the way, big dog. Climbing a hill now to get out of the park. Good boy, Vance. Right, we need to find a crossing. Can you find a crossing, big doggy? Need to cross the right way. Aha! That's up to the right, I think, but I found it. Find a crossing, Vance. We just missed it, but Vance, leave it! Leave it! Find the crossing. Find the crossing. Thank you. Good boy. Okay, find the cross. Find the curb. Good boy. Well done, Houndy. Okay, so we're about to cross into the mall, which is obviously right in front of Buckingham Palace. I'm not going to do what all the tourists do and stop in the middle of the road to take a photograph of it. You know what Buckingham Palace looks like. It's a big square building. That ain't really. I was here just the other day, watching the end of the marathon. And we're about to walk straight across the running track, as was. All of a sudden it seems that there's a vast amount of traffic. Forward, Vance, let's go. Come on, let's go. Of course, they don't give you long, do they? We're only halfway across by the time it stopped there. Okay, we need to go straight on, Vance. How do we get into Green Park? I can't remember. Forward, Vance. Up some steps. I don't think it is this way eventually, but I don't think immediately. Never mind, we'll find the way. Find the way, Vance. Like some French people off to the right, he says, stating the obvious. Stand, Vance. Actually, I'm going to break my cardinal rule and take a photograph after all. Look away whilst I'm a tourist. Camera's taking its time again. Wonderful things, these iPhone 5s. When they decide to do what they're told. Right, okay. Bit of photography now over. I bet I end up putting a picture of Buckingham Palace on the thing. Sorry, I'm getting all sniffly now. And I can't find the audio bureau app. Oh, there it is. Okay, there we go. Right, I'll check. Okay, we've only used 15 minutes, so plenty of time left. Smell of aniseed around here. Is it ouzo that smells of Hennessy? Maybe it's that. Sorry about this. Ugh. The sun is still just about above the horizon. Let's go find some. I think it would have sunk by the time we get to into Hyde Park, but we'll see how we go. Find the wavelengths. So I think we're basically going round one of these crescent things, which is adjacent to Victoria Memorial and the Green Park. And then we just need to find a way into said Green Park once we get off the funny crescent thing. It's all very simple, really. Oh, good boy, well done. Well done. He stops at the steps, that was nice of him. Anyway, go right then. Go right? No, we can't go right. All right then, we won't go right. Straight on then, Vance. Can you find a right, Vance? Find right. Turn out that we can't actually get into the park now, won't it? Find right, Vance. No, it looks like we're going to join Constitution Hill. That's strange. Well, our view, our audible view of Green Park, the Green Park. Come on, Vance. No, 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 I take it all back. Before I say it, I'm going to take it back. We can get into the park. The wall has ended. Find the way, Vance. That's it, big boy. Good lad. So what we'll do is we'll take a little sort of detour into the park on our way up towards Piccadilly and Hyde Park Corner. Straight on, big doggy. I've let Vance pick the path here. What I intend to do is when I think we're sufficiently far from Constitution Hill, I'll tend to take a left. Find the way, Vance. We could end up taking quite a big diversion if we're not careful here. Never mind. Okay, I can't work out that much of what's around me here, actually. I can tell that there are trees on the sort of horizon here. And I'm on a sort of lightish path with presumably grass either side. That's about it, really. Don't get the idea listening to this, by the way, that I actually know where I'm going. I'm simply doing what I always do, which is sort of take a bearing on where I need to go, and then hope that the paths I take will actually take me where I want to get to in the end. So I know that. Fans, do you want to find left? Yeah? Are you going to find left? Which? Where are you going? Is it, that would be grass, Vance. Come on, the path would be nice. Come on, find the path. Vance! Oh, you're going to go to the toilet, aren't you? Cheeky dog. Alright. Oh, poo bag's gone. Where have all the poo bags gone? A long time asking. Where have all the poo bags gone? Long time ago. Where have all... In fact, where has all the dog poo gone? Oh, it's all matted in with the grass. I'm not going to be able to do much with that. It's lovely. Sorry about that, if anybody's listening to their dinner. No, eating their dinner. Where has all the dog poo gone? Right, can we find a bin, Vance? Seen any bins anywhere? Take a left here. Come on, find left. So, I've taken an executive decision that we've walked far enough into this park, mainly because I can't hear Constitution Hill anymore. So we'll go left. Yeah, I'm trying to see lots. Has there been anywhere, Vance? Too many things to think about now and say. Find a bin. Where's your bin, Vance? Ooh, that was a sharp turning. Really? That way? Are you sure? On the grass now. He's thinking, Robert definitely doesn't know where he's going. I can take him anywhere now. Come on, find the way. Cheeky hound. Where have all the dustbins gone? Long time ago, where have all the dustbins gone? Long time ago, where have all the dustbins gone? Time asking. Sounds like a game of cricket off to the left. Very polite clapping going on. Where have all the dustbins gone? Long time ago. Yes, I was trying to say about my sort of direction finding. In fact, I can hear Piccadilly now. And I know it's Piccadilly because it's running from my right to my left rather than from sort of behind me to forward of me. So this is how my navigation works. I've got a pretty good knowledge of London streets, having walked them a lot, both with other people and on my own, and I sort of know the layout pretty well. And then I basically sort of have this running through my head and take sort of bearings off them. So I knew that if I set off, say if walking up Constitution Hill, which is a fairly straight road, it was 12 o'clock, then I knew that if I took a sort of 2 o'clock angle off that, and then took off that road a... Vans, what are we doing? Come on, find the bin. You've got a job to do. And then took a 9 o'clock angle off that, I'd eventually get them back to it, but further up the road. It makes sense to me. Maybe it doesn't make sense to anybody. Vans! Find the way! Stop doing that, whatever it is you're doing. Come on, Vans, there's got to be a bin here somewhere. I don't believe that... Green Park is completely lacking in bins. Where have all the dustbins gone? There's a new song there. Or new version. Anyway. Oh, we're going up a hill now. Sorry for all the wind noise. It'll be quite distracting, I imagine. Ah, oh, I can't cope with all this uphill. It's a shame we can't add more than one photograph onto Audioboo. I want to show you what all the parks look like. Alright, let's stand there, Vance, and take a picture back where we've been, just in case there's anything worth looking at. I have no idea. Genuinely no idea. There is, like, I think there were trees, that's about it, really. Alright. Right, let's find the dog poo bag again that I've just put down strategically on the floor. Right there. Right, okay. Come on then, Houndy. We're going to find this bin, aren't we? Because there's got to be a bin here. Find the way. We go that way. Yeah? Good point. Wait. And forward. Good lad. Just went up some steps that were very helpfully provided with corduroy tack tiles at the bottom and top. So thank you to whoever put those in. So I think we've just come out on Piccadilly, and hence why I turned left with Vance, and so we're now heading along towards Hyde Park Corner. Come on, Vance. Ugh, very windy. And it seems that there really is no... Well, we're not going to find a bin by the road now, I bet. Vance suddenly decided to change direction then. Oh, and he's changing direction. Vance, where are we going? Hey, maybe we have to go down here to get across the road. I can't honestly remember. Vance, we need to find right, please. To somehow get across towards Hyde Park Corner. Find right, big boy. Find right. Wait there, Vance. Wait, please. Okay, we're off, I think. Steady. Oi! Find the crossing handy. Good boy. The box. Where's the box, Vance? No, the box. The box is not help. Is not provided with a thimbley thing. That's really unhelpful. Okay, I may be about to get flattened on the Hyde Park Corner gyratory. Wish me luck. Oh, there's no shortage of traffic, is there? Oh, for pity's sake. Forward, Vance, escape. Vance, I hope you're still looking for bins. On you go, Vance. Straight on. You should walk straight underneath the arch. Is it Wellington, the arch? Up at corner, I think so. Go, going underneath. A little bit of echo, not much. Stand, Robert. Stand, Robert. Stand, Vance. I don't even know who I am and who my dog is. This is worrying. Oh, dear. Right, just for pausing for more photographic opportunity. And a ward in the direction of where we're going. There we go. Splendid. Okay. Right, okay, wait there, Vance. Okay, so it's taken us about 20 minutes to get from St. James's Park to here. We're via a slightly roundabout route, and I'm sorry for all the sniffing. And next we're going to cross over the other side of the big roundabout here and go into Hyde Park, and I'm going to continue trying to find somewhere to leave this dog mess. Find the way, big doggy. Preferably a bin. I think he's conveniently forgotten what a bin is. Find the crossing, Vance. Okay, where's the box, Vance? Good boy, well done. Oh, and this one's got a turny thingy. Forward, Vance, let's go. That's rather handy. God, I bet it's windy here. Find right, Vance. Good boy, well done, well done. And this one has a spinny thingy too, so if you want to access the middle of Hyde Park Corner, do it from the northern side. Or maybe it's the western side, I'm not sure at this point. Forward, Vance, we're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. I don't know the rest of this song. Which is a good job because I'm saving your ears. Right. Find the way handy. Would you like to, yes, do that? Right, which are we going to go? Here's the question. I think. Good boy. Found the crossing, that's good. Four advance. Forward. I'm no good at finding the southern side of the lake from here. So let's do it. Find left vance. We're not going to go that way for once. We're going to go left. That's it. Good boy. Find the way then. I haven't gone sort of directly left. It's a sort of skewed. Nope, not today, Vance. We're going straight on. Straight on. It's a sort of skewed left. So you can hear the road, the sort of inner perimeter road thing off to my left. Funny squeaky birds, I think, or maybe it was a cyclist. Straight on, big doggy wog. What I would like to do is get onto the southern side of the lake. I normally walk along the northern side, hence why I'm going to the southern side. Obvious, isn't it? And also because it makes it easier to access Kensington Gardens without having to swim. And I don't think I feel like swimming this evening with my work bag and wearing a suit. Lovely smell. Gardens along here. When you go, oh, plus a bit of smell of gas. That's not so nice. Can you hear water running? We just pause. Stand once. Can you hear the water running? I don't know where that is. Forward, Vance. I'm going to cough now. Oh. Vance. I've been carrying this dog poo, Vance, for what feels like a month. Can we please find a bin, Vance? Lots and lots of cyclists. There's a bin, Vance. Is there a bin anywhere? Pausing. Is there a bin, Vance? Oh, is there a bin? Yeah. Is that a bin there?
Absolutely.
Oh, perfect. Thank you very much.
You're right.
Thank you. Come on, Vance. Come on. See, Vance? That's how you find bins. You keep saying bin loud enough until a member of the public spots it for you. Ah, good boy. Probably thinks I'm a bit mad asking my dog to find a bin. But he's usually fairly good at it. Let's go straight on, Handy. A bit like a sort of motorway for cyclists along here at the moment. It's they absolutely pelt along this stretch. And I have no idea whether I'm on the footpath bit or the cycle lane. Let's hope I'm not on the cycle lane. There's somebody running off to the left. I presume they're on the sort of sandy circuit which runs around the park, which is used for the horses of the Household Cavalry, I believe, for their training, as their barracks, for stables actually, are in Knightsbridge, just south of the park, actually on the site that we're walking on. Although I believe that they're looking for alternative accommodation, because you can imagine the value of the land that the barrack sits on in Knightsbridge. And so they're looking, I believe, to move to, well, basically pay a contractor to put them up somewhere else and develop the existing site. Straight on, Vance. Can't remember where I read that, but so I could be making it up. Apologies if I'm making it up, but I'm pretty sure I read it somewhere. Yeah. Oh, lovely. eyes running, nose running, wind, not mine. Straight on, Vance. Blood's still on the side of the lake. Don't know quite what's happened to that. I keep calling it the lake, I of course mean the Serpentine. Good boy, Vance. Smells of dodgy substances up here. Yeah, go on then, Vance. That's a good boy. He was trying to go right a bit, so I think we'll see if this is the Serpentine up here. And he's pulling me up a hill, which is lovely. Hey, there's a big shiny thing in front of me. That's got to be the Serpentine. Stand, Vance. Photo time. Just stand. I think this side is actually where people swim from sometimes. Not my idea of fun. This recording, so we will be going on to part two of Robert goes on a ridiculously long walk through central London after work when really he ought to be going home and sleeping. Ah, oh, dear me. Right, it's now 8 o'clock. Let's go back. Steady, 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 steady. One very eager doggy. Steady. And lots of wind. Maybe up here. Straight on, Vance. Straight on. Stand. Just the water, shall we? Stand. Sounds like there's a dog up there as well. Quite choppy water. Okay, Vance, we're going. Can we get over, please? Because I really don't want to swim. Especially with all those... Get over, Vance. Setting all the wild fowl. Straight on. Straight on. Okay, just stand right around. Just stand there. Just wait, Vance. Listen to the atmosphere whilst I mess about with my phone. Right, we will actually carry on properly now because otherwise we're in danger of losing the sun. Okay, let's go, Vance. Let's go. Must confess that my bag is beginning to weigh a little bit heavily. And a slight pain in my heel, which I wasn't planning on telling you about, but, you know, since it's just the two of us, is hurting a lot more now than it did when I set off. But you see, this is what the sun does to me. Lovely day, I go outside. Horrible day, I stay in bed. It's very simple. do need to stop at Waitrose on the way home, so I hope it's still open when I get there, as some may have seen my tweet this morning that I discovered when going to make my sandwiches that Vance had eaten a whole block of butter overnight. Suffice to say, I wasn't best pleased. Oh, it's lovely and peaceful along here, despite the wind. Go on, Vance, let's go. Straight on, please. Vance, straight on. Good boy. I can see now walking along here, because I can't really see the path that I'm walking on, it's a little bit dark. I can see the water, thankfully, which is shining off to my right. And there's light in the sky still, which is quite pleasant. So basically, if I keep enough of the dark space between me and the light space, then hopefully I won't be going swimming. Let's go, Andy. Come on, Francis, let's go. Good boy. What's going on along here? Like a goose. A loose goose. Steady, Vance, don't you dare get any ideas. Straight on. Get over. Get over. Get over. Thank you. Good boy, that's better. Please excuse my slight anxiety when Vance spots a goose. A goose which is has a certain amount of water between it and me. Oh, and a goose that presumably has a very large and sharp beak. I think this recording is probably going to end fairly soon. And when it does, I will naturally start another one. So look out for the second part of this wonderful adventure. Once we've got to the end of Hyde Park, we'll be crossing over the little road at the end and going into Kensington Gardens, assuming it's still open. And I think we'll be then tracking north to walk up to the Bayswater Road at the top. I think it might be Bayswater Road. Vance, please find the way. Come on, let's go. Good boy. We'll be walking somewhere along here, past the Princess Diana Memorial, which is actually probably worth recording at some point, as it makes lots of bubbly noises and things. It's a very audible fountain. Audibly interesting fountain. Find the way, Handy. We're away from the water at the moment. Hear the geese. Sound like they're flying. That might be an easier way of getting where we're going if we could fly, wouldn't it? Vance, can you fly? I think we should try. Come on, Vance, flap your wings. No, Vance says, don't be silly. Yeah, helicopter. Find the way, big dog. I can smell toilets. Some kind of building here. Come on, Vance. I think there is a cafe down this end. Doubt it's open at this time of night, though. I think we'll stop here. It's a good time as any to stop the recording. Stand there, Vance.